The East Side's favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
Time to talk movies with our friend Gray Drake. She is Ms. Movie Phone, Ms. Movie Phone Show, moviephone.com. Hey, Gray, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Super hungover from Halloween, and yes, I am an adult.
We're glad you had fun, Greg.
Yes.
All right. So to get started here, the new Terminator movie is out, and we have a clip here we're going to play. It's not from the movie. It was actually when Arnold was on his press tour talking about what his character is up to now.
Well, in order to infiltrate and in order to be like to blend in, I am a drapery salesman.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What has happened to the Terminator?
It's actually such a fun moment, and it's so good to have Arnold back. But you know who feels even better to see on screen? Linda Hamilton.
Linda Hamilton.
Is she still doing pull-ups like a boss?
Dude, she's doing like an even more stuff. Like, she's amazing. I led this panel at the San Diego Comic-Con, and I was within 25 seconds of meeting Linda Hamilton, fell in love with her. She's such a wonderful person. She has no filter. She's very honest. And God, man, Sarah Connor in real life is just as cool as Sarah Connor on screen. Like, wow, she's so great. We threw axes the other night.
Who won?
So, when Sarah Connor and Gray Drake throw axes, everyone wins.
Just follow up question: is Linda Hamilton still with us?
Oh my God! And she doesn't have social, so I could say whatever I want. And so I have to say, like, I'm definitely biased towards this movie. I've really had a lot of fun hanging out with the cast, but it also kind of raises the stakes for me because I'm a huge Terminator fan, and I just was hoping this movie was good because I just loved everyone involved in it. And when I saw it, it's important to know for fans that this movie comes after T2 in the storyline. It's like they're ignoring those other three movies. And also, James Cameron is involved in this one. It's been a long time since he's wanted to do a movie, and he liked this one. So it's directed by the dude that did Deadpool, starring Linda Hamilton and bringing in newcomers Mackenzie Davis and Natalia Reyes. So I was so relieved when I had a blast.
Yeah, good.
Really enjoyed it. All you need to know is that something major happens at the very beginning of the film. Sarah Connor is back at it, trying to save the world from not Skynet this time. The future is different, right? So she's still working. She's still working for us, you guys. She's just so awesome. It's really, really a fun movie, and I think fans will be pleased.
Gray Drake, she is Ms. Movie Phone, the Ms. Movie Phone Show, moviephone.com. We link it to the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt page, star1025.com. Have a great weekend, Gray. Thank you for the time, as always.
Thank you. I'm going to go hydrate and hide under a blankie.
Yes, enjoy. Bye.
Bye.
Taking the stress out of the morning routine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.